This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. China's consulate in the U.S. southwestern city of Houston will have to shut down in 3 days after a U.S. order, a State Department spokeswoman citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. Beijing condemned the order and threatened retaliation. Reuters cites a source saying China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have become increasingly tense since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. As the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, face coverings will be mandatory in the lockdown Australian city of Melbourne beginning on Wednesday. Residents can only leave their homes for work, study, exercise, and other essential business. Australia has had 12,428 confirmed coronavirus infections. 126 people have died. The United States recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19-related deaths on Tuesday, the first time since early June the country has reached the single-day milestone. It came the same day President Donald Trump held a formal coronavirus briefing from the White House. The president acknowledged cases were spiking and said it will get worse before it gets better. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has again tested positive for the coronavirus, this after first testing positive just over 2 weeks ago. The Communications Ministry said on Wednesday this was the third test the president has taken and he is still feeling well. You can find more international stories on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.